Talk 1600. You're catching the drift. Conservative talk. Intelligent conversations on local, state, and national issues with Gary Wellings, chief editor of the Current newspaper and Current Online. Join in the conversation at 734-822-1600. And now, your host, Gary Wellings.
Good Saturday afternoon. Thank you for tuning in to Catch My Drift here at WAM Talk 1600. Always good to be in on a Saturday. It's hard to keep up with Matt, though. You sold me, dude. I know you're not getting any money, but you sold me. I'm going to have to sign up for that. So, anyways, what we do every Saturday on The Drift is go over the news I put on The Daily Drift for you every day at www.thedailydrift.com. And it's the news you need to know. So I kind of go through the internet and do your homework for you, pick out the most interesting stories that you're not getting in the mainstream media, and I put them in one spot so you can link to all of them and keep yourself educated. So go to thedailydrift.com, and I put a lot of stuff. I work at social media pretty hard these days, too. So if you're not a Facebook friend of mine, go ahead to Facebook, look me up, Gary Wellings, and hook up with me on Facebook. And you can also go to GaryWellings.com or TheDailyDrift.com or CurrentOnline.com and get contact information for me. So make sure you do that. Our sponsor this half hour will be The Rock Shop. The Rock Shop on Gottfredson Road, 734-455-5560. Now, if you're looking to get a landscape project done at home, your garden, around the house, a patio, you need it to go to The Rock Shop on Gottfredson Road. Helena and Marco Scapatici do a wonderful job. They have a great selection of everything for home and garden. You call it statuary, fountains, some furniture, brick walls, rock walls, pavers, man-made and artificial stone, you name it, they have it. And the nice thing about The Rock Shop is they will teach you to install everything they sell for free. So if you're one of those do-it-yourselfers, you don't have to rely on a contractor, though they have contractors, but they'll teach you to do it for free, which is pretty satisfying. So you certainly want to do that if you can. Their website is www.rock-shop. That's S-H-O-P-P-E, the old English spelling, S-H-O-P-P-E.com, rock-shop.com. They're conveniently located at M14 and Gottfredson Road. So just get off at that exit and head north, and it's right up on the corner. You can't miss it. So check them out. Rock Shop, 734-455-5560. Okay, so Tony called in last week at the end of the show. We didn't get a chance to get him in, and he wanted to talk Iran, which I kind of wanted to talk about last week too, but we didn't get a chance to. We had a pretty full schedule with a couple of great guests. And so I wanted to start, you know, we should all be angry about this. This is not one of those let it go by the wayside. This is one you need to be active, and I say it every time. Make sure you get active and call your congressmen, call your senators. Debbie Stabenow and Gary Peters should be on this. Make sure you get on. If you don't have their contacts, go to the GaryWellings.com or TheDailyDrift.com. We have contact pages with phones and emails. Contact them. That's your job. It's your obligation. It's your responsibility as a citizen of the United States. Make sure you hold them accountable because they work for you. So make sure you do that. Before we can even get started, we've got a call. Jenny from Brownstown. Jenny, it's been a while. How are you?
Yeah, good. How are you guys?
Good.
I'm actually streaming you guys today on my little Victor Reader stream device.
Isn't the internet wonderful? It's clear as a bell, isn't it?
Yeah, because I haven't been able to get WAM for a week.
Oh, is your antenna down?
It's AM. I mean, you know, you don't need an antenna for AM.
Well,
really?
Well, Jenny, maybe you do. But anyways, well, good. I'm glad you're on the internet because you know what? More people need to listen to WAM on the internet. It's clear as a bell, and it is worldwide. So,
www.whamradio.com. I just have a question for the president of Kenya or whatever he is. Why don't you ask Obama, what about getting rid of the corruption in his own country?
You're reading my mind, Jenny, because when I heard that, coming into the station today, I was thinking to myself, well, that's the pot calling the kettle black,
yeah,
isn't it? I mean really, no pun intended. I mean, here's probably the most corrupt president the United States has ever had, and he's telling the president of Kenya, you need to stop your corruption, and we're going to help you do that. What? How the heck, Barack Obama, is the most corrupt president ever? Are you going to help that guy in that country? Craziness. Yeah, yeah. You were reading my mind. I thought the same thing.
I'm like, I know you want to talk about Iran. I'll get this over with quick.
No, that's fine, though. This show is all of ours. It's not just me. This is. I don't do this for money. I do this for us.
Was up in Kenya. Welcome home, Obama.
Matt Clark was laughing about that as he left the station, too. Yeah, welcome home. Well, that's what I was thinking. You know, he wants to get direct flights, and that's what Matt was saying, direct flights to Kenya. For what? You know, he wants to go home, I guess, after he's retired as president, and that pension doesn't go so far. So there
well,
you go.
Well, that would be good. I mean, get him out of here.
Jenny, that's not nice.
Well, at this point, I don't care. What difference does it make? Oh, somebody else said that.
Well, that's okay, Jen. I'm glad you got a chance to vent. You're always welcome to vent here.
Okay, well, thank you. And I didn't say any swear words, so I don't really care.
No, you're good. We would have dropped it if that had happened, but you're good.
Oh, I wouldn't do that anyway, but I'll say what I need to say.
You got it, Jenny. Well, thanks.
Okay.
Take care and call us again. I'm glad you're back.
Okay.
All righty. Bye-bye. All right, well, there you go. So I'm reading my mind, you know. We must have the smartest listeners in the world here at Wham Talk Radio because they pull things out of me before I can even get them into the air myself. So, well, we were talking Iran nuke deal, and probably one of the biggest things that people need to really worry about is the fact that Barack Obama once again set a new precedent. He did his little international treaty in conjunction with six other countries and Iran, and has already taken it to the UN for a vote at the UN. And, of course, the Security Council gave it the 15-0 pass, let's go with it, which is designed to put pressure on our Congress. Really? You just bypassed Congress yet again? When, as an American people, are we going to stand up and say, enough is enough? I mean, you got another chance in 2016. Let's not put another Barack Obama, i.e. Hillary Clinton, into office. Martin O'Malley, same thing. I saw something from Martin O'Malley today, and I didn't get a chance to link it, but I'll probably put it up for the Sunday Daily Drift. Martin O'Malley, Democratic presidential candidate, is saying it's a human right to be a citizen of the United States. Are you? What world are we living in when it's a human right to become a citizen of the United States? If you like us so much, copy what we're doing here and take it home with you and do it over there. There's a constitution that's been proved pretty doggone good for the last 200 and whatever number of years. How come nobody's copied that? Of all the countries in the world that have become independent and have earned their freedom through revolution or whatever, nobody's just copied the United States Constitution. Can anybody explain that to me? It's a great document. It's a wonderful document. And the fact that idiots here at home like Barack Hussein Obama and Nancy Pelosi and Richard Dreyfuss want to change that wonderful document, it's an outrage. You should be as outraged as I am. My blood pressure's up a little bit just talking about it. Derek, is this what happens to me? See what happens when I'm alone? There's no Drake here to keep my blood pressure down. I don't need him. Well, let's go into a break because I think we need to do that, and I can get a drink of water and calm myself down a little bit. We'll see you on the other side of the break. 734-822-1600.
Wham Talk 1600 is your conservative powerhouse in Southeast Michigan and online around the world. Start your weekdays each morning at 6 with Bill Bennett's Morning in America, giving you the day's first look at the news-making headlines. At 9 a.m., Glenn Beck blazes the airwaves with his blockbuster radio program. Glenn, Pat, and Stu knock down the mainstream media's hype with humor and truth. At noon, Laura Ingraham pulls no punches and shines a light on the political insanity that dominates Washington. At 3 o'clock, shift into high gear with Wham's own Theron. On the Edge is unapologetic and common sense driven. It's the tough love truth America needs to hear. At 6 o'clock, irreverent, feisty, fearless. It's the Dana Show with the Blaze's Dana Lash, your conservative alternative. At 8 p.m., it's Jerry Doyle. Jerry cuts no slack for the left or right. Keep your radio tuned to Wham Talk 1600 AM and keep everything else at whamradio.com.
I'm Gary Wellings, chief editor of The Current and The Daily Drift. With today's internet environment, it's easy to get information overload. The best way to process this information and cut through the internet chatter is to get your news delivered in a concise and effective manner. Get the news you need to know at thedailydrift.com. Check out The Daily Drift, one of the fastest growing websites around. At The Daily Drift, I find the local, state, national, and international stories you won't get from the mainstream media, and I make it easy for you to link to them. You'll also get original common sense opinions from local writers. You can even get a free subscription that will deliver a link to your email inbox every day for free. You'll also get instant access to all archived podcasts of The Drift Radio Show and links to the best articles, opinions, and websites. Go to www.thedailydrift.com. That's the news you'll need to know at thedailydrift.com.
I can tolerate a lot of things. I tolerate the annoying way my son-in-law Tom says schedule. I tolerate my buddy's weird snort laugh. I even tolerate my neighbor who hasn't returned my tools. I'm looking at you, Mike. I can see my wrench from here. But as I've gotten older, the one thing I can't tolerate is risk surrounding my retirement. I'm not about to risk missing out on the things I've always wanted to do, or worse yet, risk having to go back to work. I need to do everything I can to make sure that my financial plan stays the course. I won't tolerate anything less than that.
At the Mutual Fund Store, we understand that every investor is unique and has different levels of risk they can tolerate. Let us help you find an investing strategy that fits your needs and comfort level. Schedule a free portfolio review with us today.
Hi, I'm Matt Warren with the Mutual Fund Store in Detroit, Ann Arbor. Call me today at 248-285-9202 or visit mutualfundstore.com and let's talk about your financial goals today.
The words veteran and homeless should never go together.
Michelle Garcia served in Iraq. Richard Stokely took the skills he learned in Vietnam and put them to use as a paramedic. But after they left the service, these veterans had problems with homelessness.
Homelessness is the worst thing for anybody to be involved.
If you are a veteran in need, or you know a veteran who is homeless or at risk of being homeless, call 877-424-3838 or visit va.gov/homeless.
Join us every Sunday morning for Wham! Weekend Worship. At 9 a.m., it's the Lutheran Hour Radio Show, followed at 9:30 by the Christian Science Sentinel Program. At 10, we join Bethlehem United Church of Christ. And finally, from 11 a.m. till noon, it's the First Presbyterian Church of Ann Arbor. Every Sunday morning, Wham! Offers an opportunity for you to worship wherever you are. And please visit whamradio.com and click on any of the church programs to visit their websites and to find out more about their live services.
You're listening to The Drift on Wham! Talk 1600. Join in the conversation at 734-822-1600. Now, back to your host, Gary Wellings.
And welcome back. Thank you for tuning in to catch my drift. Drakeless today, so we're skinning along through the news and we're talking the Iran deal. Do you ever feel like you're just spinning your wheels and everything you try to do doesn't make a difference? Well, don't let it get you down, because it does, and you just got to keep plugging along and trying, try, like the little train. You just keep plugging along and doing it. So that's what we do here on the show. I put it on the Daily Drift every day for you to peruse and then discuss it and give you a chance to vent your opinion to me on the weekend, 734-822-1600. Feel free to call in with any of the stories I'm talking about or something of your own. If there's something that's bothering you, you need to get it off your chest, I am always happy to help you out. So I noticed that we're not alone when it comes to not liking this Iran nuke arrangement that Barack Obama and John Kerry foisted upon us. There was a protest. Now, you may not have seen this on the news because I don't think the media covered it. And it's enough to make you think, Conspiracy Sunday, Saturday, that the media is trying to help Barack Obama with this, because 12,000 to 15,000 people showed up in New York City, of all places, a very liberal area, New York City, showed up to protest against the nuclear deal with Iran. Now, why would they do that? Because they know it's a bad deal. That's why. And yet the media complicitly avoids showing it on television because they want you to think everything's okay, everything's fine, Barack has got everything handled. No, everything is not handled. Thousands of people are protesting because they know it's not right. At the very time that Barack Obama is touting this agreement, the Ayatollah Khamenei in Iran is giving his speeches, holding an AK-47 while he's... What kind of a religious leader gives speeches holding on to an AK-47? Does that not strike anybody as odd? It's obviously not a religion of peace when the supreme leader of the religion in Iran is hanging out, giving speeches while holding on to an AK-47. Isn't that what Saddam Hussein used to do all the time? It's what Hitler used to do. It's what Stalin used to do. And yet we blindly jumped into bed with these people and signed an arrangement to avoid having nuclear weapons today. Next month, next year, 2 years from now, they might get it still. So what kind of arrangement did we get? What did we get out of this deal? So what you got to ask yourself, what the heck did we get out of that deal? So John Kerry, after seeing the speech and hearing the comments and questioned by the media, said he found the comments from the Ayatollah to be very disturbing, if it's policy. But John Kerry, you sat in negotiations for God knows how long now, and now you're disturbed? What kind of retard are you to be making these kind of arrangements with someone who's vowing to disobey anything that we set up in an arrangement with them? It's complete ignorance. This is what you've elected into office, people. You need to think twice. We've got a 2016 election. It's going to be here before you know it. I mean, we're already halfway through this year. The election's going to come. We've got our first debate coming up. You need to take a serious look at the candidates on the Republican side. And let me assure you, many of those Republican candidates are as useless and feckless as Barack Obama and any of the other presidents on the Democratic side that we've had. Martin O'Malley as a candidate, Bernie Sanders as a candidate, Hillary Clinton as a candidate. They're just as bad as them. So you better choose, and you better choose wisely, and you need to do your homework. And there's a reason Donald Trump is out there making waves, because he's speaking loud. And whether you like him as a person, whether you like him as a candidate, Donald Trump is saying what's on every one of our minds right now. Be aware and educate yourself so that you can go out and not just vote this next time around. You need to campaign for the person of your choice. And I'm not going to tell you who it is. I can tell you who I like. I'm still a Ted Cruz fan. I like what Donald's saying. I wish Ted Cruz was as loud as Donald Trump was. But at least Donald can get away with that. I don't think that Ted Cruz could get away with it. He'd get a lot more flack than Donald is getting, and I'm not sure he'd be able to do that. I think it was a calculated risk on his part to not be as wild and outspoken as Donald Trump. But anyways, our Senate, who is also, and there's a lot of Democrats who are against this Iranian deal as well. We find out this week that the administration was withholding documents, side deals that the International Atomic Energy Association, Energy Agency, cut with Iran on the side. Good and bad. But why aren't you turning over? Once again, there's a transparency issue coming from the administration as they try to talk the Senate and Congress into okaying this deal. 60 days they've got. Well, number one, he's already pushed it over to the UN. Number two, they're withholding documents. Now, if there's documents and side deals that have been cut with Iran, what makes you think Russia and China, or even France, haven't already cut their own little side deals? Has anyone thought about why all those countries were in such a rush to get this done? Instead of walking away from the table and getting a good deal 2-3 months from now and leaving the threat of Israel on the table, why? Probably because there's a Russian and Chinese deal for fuel for the Chinese, weapon sales for the Russians. The French probably have some weapon sales going in there. I mean, that's part of the arrangement. Iran will have ICBMs, the availability for ICBMs that will hit our country probably within 4 or 5 years now, maybe less. Let that sink into you for just a minute. Think about crazy Iranian Muslims, extremists, like that mullah, the Ayatollah Khamenei, being able to say, we've had enough of those dirty Americans, launch a missile. Do we have a missile shield to get rid of them? No. But who would have taken that chance? Barack Obama took that chance. John Kerry took that chance. Maybe they're just idealists, and they think it's a wonderful, wonderful country filled with wonderful, wonderful people. And I'm sure there are wonderful Iranians. I'm not bagging on the general population. I mean, there were people in the Green Revolution that stood up, and Barack Obama gave them the finger and said, "No, bow down to your Ayatollah and do what he says." But it makes you wonder. You know, and being the conspiracy guy I am, I always fall back to Valerie Jarrett. I'll say this again. I've said it before on the show, but I don't know that people remember. Valerie Jarrett, the president's closest advisor, was born in Iran. Does that not sink in to anybody? Hello? She was born in Iran. Now, is she a Muslim? I don't know. She wouldn't tell us if she was. Just like Barack Hussein Obama won't tell us if he is. Oh, yeah. You hung out in a church, so I'd like to see his baptismal certificate. Maybe he is Christian. Show me that. Oh, that's right. We can't see birth certificates, college degrees, college applications, or anything else from Barack Obama. It's all sealed. Till when? Yeah. Who knows? But you need to think about that. Why in God's name would they do this? Derek, we got track one ready there. Let's play that real quick. Or maybe not. It happens. These things, if you get it, flag me down. Okay, so anyways, all that does is have Susan Rice acknowledging from the administration side that there are deals with the IAEA. And so that should tell you when they're admitting that there are problems. Now, another thing you need to look at is allegedly in this deal that we signed with Iran, the six countries have agreed to protect Iranian nuke facilities from cyber attacks. So now if Israel decides to pull something off to attack Iranian nuclear facilities, we would have to stop it? It's our job now to protect the Iranians? In what topsy-turvy world is that absolutely happening? Now we have to protect the Iranians. We got Ken on from Livonia. Ken, welcome to the show.
Yeah, I just wanted to say quickly that Barack Obama, in no way, no shape and form, is a Christian. I mean, even by the widest definition, the Bible says, by their fruit you shall know them. And I just say, as much as he's a Christian, I'm a Martian. I mean, there's just absolutely no way whatsoever. I mean, people seem to forget he was raised in a Muslim school as a child in Indonesia. And
and the records show, Ken, that he was signed in and registered as an Indonesian, as a Muslim child. To get into that school, you had to be a Muslim.
Absolutely. There's no way, when you look at the facts, that he can be anything but a Muslim sympathizer. I mean, when you look at everything he's done since he became president, starting with his apology tour, that's what he is. And people will say, well, why is Barack Obama allowing the Iranians to have the bomb? Well, he supports what their agenda is. And the one thing people have got to get the grip on, you have to understand one thing that's very important, is the mindset of the Iranians. The minute they have the bomb, they'll use it. They're not going to sit on the nuclear bomb like the Chinese and the Russians.
Yeah, because they're not the same people. They don't have the same values. They're not afraid of death. You know, that religion, the way they worship it, worships death. They want that end of world, giant nuclear holocaust. That's what they're looking for, because they believe they can go to some heaven or whatever and get their 72 virgins or whatever it is. Hey, you're right, Ken. I cannot see him as being, by any stretch of the imagination, a Christian.
No, there's no way. There's no way. Besides, I always said, anybody that thinks you can murder a baby, he's not a Christian.
Oh, there you go. There you go. Well, Ken, thanks for the phone call. Appreciate it. We're going up on a hard break.
Take care.
Take care. All right, we'll see you on the other side. Call in 734-822-1600. See you on the other side.
He It's time now for Wham! Talk 1600's Community Calendar with Brandon Drake.
Coming to the Ann Arbor District Library will be celebrated actress, writer, and producer Cindy Williams. And she'll discuss her career on Laverne and Shirley and her new autobiography, Shirley I Jest, A Storied Life. It'll be Sunday, August 9th from 2 to 3:30 p.m. Also coming to the Ann Arbor District Library is the celebration concert for the library's National Award for Sub-Regional Library of the Year, featuring blues and boogie-woogie pianist Mr. B. This event will take place on Sunday, August 16th from 2 to 3:30 p.m. Both events will take place at the downtown library location. For more information, call 734-327-4555 or visit aadl.org. Irons to Irons Mentoring Program will be having a charity golf outing open to the public at Leslie Golf Course in Ann Arbor on August 22nd at 11 a.m. Cost is $65 per person, which includes a snack at the turn. For more information, email irons2irons@gmail.com. Blues at the Elks happens on the second Tuesday of the month from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. at the Plymouth Ann Arbor Elks Lodge number 325. There's a $5 donation at the door, and bring your dancing shoes. Blues at the Elks is a partnership with the Detroit Blues Society. Jazz at the Elks happens on the last Tuesday of the month from 7 to 10 p.m. There's a $10 donation at the door, which includes hors d'oeuvres. Enjoy jazz in a listening room setting close to the entertainers. On Tuesday, July 28th, it'll be the legendary George Benson Quartet. For more information, call 734-453-1780 or visit Plymouth Ann Arbor Elks 325.com. The lodge is located at 41700 Ann Arbor Road in Plymouth.
You've been listening to the Wham! Community Calendar. To have your event publicized, email community@whamradio.com. Wham! Talk 1600.
To succeed in today's business environment, your business needs to be seen by as many customers as possible. The Current newspaper serves Washtenaw, Oakland, and Livingston counties. Advertising in The Current is the best way to get your money's worth out of your print media budget. The Current has grown 600% since 2007 because The Current has a unique venue for local content, common sense, and your business message. Getting your business message into thousands of homes utilizing The Current newspaper for mere pennies a piece is the best way to do that. And your ad is also seen online for free. Call Gary Wellings, chief editor of The Current, at 734-629-6010. That's 734-629-6010. Or go to currentonline.com. That's CourantOnline.com. Grow your business in print and online with The Current newspaper.
You're listening to The Drift on Wham! Talk 1600. Join in the conversation at 734-822-1600. Now, back to your host, Gary Wellings.
And welcome back. Thank you for tuning in to Catch My Drift. Good to have you here. And did you get that track up and running yet, Derek? All right, we got it. Let's run with that. And we're talking about Susan Rice and the side deals that they're admitting now are actually evident. Go ahead and play that.
National Security Advisor Susan Rice on Wednesday acknowledged the existence of so-called, quote, side agreements between Iran and the International Atomic Energy Agency. Rice said the documents between Iran and the IAEA are not public, but the administration has been informed on their contents and will share details with members of Congress in a classified briefing on Capitol Hill. Republicans have been demanding to see the Iran-IAEA agreements and have criticized the administration for not yet making them public. Congress is reviewing the Iran nuclear deal, which lifts sanctions on Tehran in exchange for its concessions on its nuclear program. The talk of secret side deals could hurt administration efforts to defeat legislation aimed at undermining the deal.
All right, so there you go. You've got a side deal. And I'm sure there's more. There's going to be more coming out. You can't hide these things forever. You really can't. It's just part of what happens. But to make it even worse, and this tells you how bad things really are, when the Saudis are not happy with this deal and are threatening now to get nuclear arms of their own. So thank you, Barack and John Kerry. You just started a nuclear arms race in the Middle East, the most unstable part of the world. We're now going to have a nuclear arms race. the insanity of this administration is just astounding. How do you have the craziest part of the world where people are hung up and angry, their education levels aren't great, and now we're going to throw nuclear missiles into the mix? And the Saudis have all the money in the world. They don't have to worry about developing anything. All they have to do is cut a check to Pakistan. Pakistan's hurting for money. They're a little on the corrupt side anyways. They'll be happy to sell. And I'm sure North Korea, I don't know that they could get past any blockade. The United States keeps pretty tight reins on them. But I don't know that you could stop Pakistan from saying, hey, we're going to sell nuclear missiles to Saudi Arabia. Who's going to stop that? Not Barack Obama. It takes somebody with some guts to be able to do that. Let's take a call from Tony on line one. Tony, welcome to the show.
Yeah, hi there, Gary. Hey, Gary, I want to applaud you for bringing up the thing you did just before the break, wherein we and the other signatories are pledged to actually help and train Iran to avoid cyber warfare and other sabotage. I mean, that is so outrageous. It's just unbelievable.
Yeah, is this America? Does it seem like it's America anymore, Tony? I'm just completely befounded. I mean, I was glad you called me last week because I wanted to talk about it too, but it's been very, very difficult to do that.
Yeah, look at the motivation there. I mean, that's a direct slap at Israel, who might be able to do some thwarting of this nuclear program with cyber warfare or some other internal sabotage. So it's just beyond my belief.
Yeah, it's crazy. I mean, I'm so befuddled right now. It's very hard to keep even talking about it. And the Saudis are actually, there was a Saudi prince, Bandar bin Sultan, who told the Lebanon's Daily Star that this deal might cause Saudi Arabia to take military action. So it might not be just Israel attacking. And there have been reports already that Israel and Saudi Arabia have cut a deal. The Israelis can use Saudi Arabian airspace to get to Iran. And I'm betting it's gone farther than that. If there is a war there now, it's the fault of Barack Obama and John Kerry and the rest of those countries that were probably cutting some kind of a deal for money. In the end, it all comes down to money, I guess, right? It's more important for the Chinese and the Russians and the French and even the English to cut some contracts with Iran and get their oil a little cheaper or whatever. There's money changing hands here. You know, and you say the Republicans do that. This is Barack Obama, uber Democrat, ultra hypocrite communist, who's probably getting some pay it back for this as well. It wouldn't surprise me.
Well, all I can say is the outrage of this deal is just beyond belief. It's just, we're not permitting them to ultimately have a nuclear program that's successful, but we're actually aiding and abetting through this provision we're just discussing. So thanks for carrying on the good work.
Yeah, well, thanks for reminding me too, Tony. I appreciate it. Call anytime. Love having you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right, take care. Let's take a call from Jimmy on line two. Jimmy, welcome to the show. You guys are lighting up the lines.
Hey, how's it going? You know, is this a real treaty? I mean, do we need a two-thirds majority vote of the Senate?
Well, here's the thing. The ball's already, the horse left the barn, whatever you want to call it. The most Congress could do, if we were able to override Barack's veto and get the two-thirds and override his veto because we said we don't want to take U.S. sanctions off, the horse is out of the barn. All the other countries are now taking their sanctions off. They're cutting the deals. They're giving Iran money. They're going to allow them to buy Chinese and Russian and French military hardware. It's too late. He screwed us. He screwed the American people. This is what Congress can do anything they want. It's really too late. We can the best that we can do is stop from lifting American sanctions. But it didn't work when it was just us. Our sanctions are pretty small when they can trade with the rest of the world freely, right?
Mm-hmm. Well, everybody but Cuba. Yeah.
But they can trade with Cuba now too, I'm guessing. So, Jimmy, I'm mad. I'm getting madder by the minute here. I'm going to have to take a break just because my blood, I can see my reflection in the glass here, and I'm turning beet red.
I get that. And, you know, you were talking about giving our Constitution to other countries. The other countries are openly totalitarian countries. We're covertly totalitarian. They don't want that roadblock. They don't want that.
Yeah. Yeah. It's crazy, Jimmy. Like I said, there are times when I think to myself, why do I bother? You know, anything we do doesn't matter because they hold all the cards, but we don't. What you can do and what each and every one of us needs to do is call Debbie Stabenow and Gary Peters and tell them not to tote Obama's line. I mean, at least we can keep our sanctions in place. You know, that tells Barack, you can't run this country single-handedly. You have to come back. And if that embarrasses John Kerry, because I saw an article today, John Kerry being embarrassed if the deal doesn't get passed by our Congress. The heck with you, Mr. Kerry. We're not here about you. This is about the world.
Well, exactly. This is about, are the American people in charge or not? And hopefully we can get something done with this, selling of human parts, this human part trafficking that Planned Parenthood is doing. There's some states that are looking into it. Hopefully our state will eventually look into it. But the only way we're going to get that done is if we keep demanding, and it is tough. I understand what you're saying. You have to call these people almost every single day, and it takes time out of your day. You don't get paid for it. It's just they get paid, but you don't. You know?
Yeah.
It just costs you money, and it's you feel like you're getting nowhere. But we have to continue on doing it. We have to continue running for precinct delegate. We have to continue running for local office because that's the only way you're going to get anything accomplished.
Yeah.
You've got to get good people in here and there, wherever you can.
That's exactly right, Jimmy. I appreciate the phone call. Thanks for calling in, and keep up the good work, because I know you're out there doing your thing.
Absolutely. You have a good day.
You too. Take care. Let's take a call from Ed in Ypsilanti. Ed, welcome to the show.
Hey, Gary. I think it was Jimmy who was just saying, hey, you know, don't lose your blood pressure over this. You know, I know how the feeling goes. But, you know, he was saying that, you know, that we have a totalitarian regime, and I was going to point out that one of the most powerful dictatorial totalitarian regimes on the planet controls a huge nuclear armory. And I'm not talking about Russia. I'm talking about the United States under Barack Obama, a regime that supports rogue nations like Iran.
Yeah, it's like Alice in Wonderland. Everything is black is white.
Hey,
everything white is black.
Going. I'm sorry. I'm angry enough.
It's crazy. That's crazy, Ed. Well, good. Thanks for coming on last week, too, Ed. It was good to have you on.
Oh, that's great. Great. Enjoyed it.
Okay.
Talk to you later.
Take care. Bye-bye. All right. Well, we're going to run into a break, and when we come back, we will pick up with a little Hillary Clinton action. See you on the other side.
Wham Radio has partnered with Club Half to give our listeners a new and easy way to get half off your favorite food and fun activities all over town. Get $50 in gift certificates for only $25. Listen to Wham for the featured business, then go to whamradio.com anytime and click on the Club Half logo. You'll be on your way to huge savings and fantastic times. Offers are limited, so don't wait to get the whole experience with Club Half.
The Club Half featured deal is Integrity Chiropractic. Dr. Teresa Williams will customize a plan to fit your specific needs and improve your quality of life. Heal a multitude of symptoms from pain, stress, and moodiness, and live your life in high resolution with increased energy levels, sharpness of mind, and whole body health. Come balance your body at Integrity Chiropractic. But first, visit whamradio.com for your Club Half certificate to receive a consultation, exam, and adjustment for just $25. Visit joindrteresa.com or call 734-829-8733.
Let's face it, your website needs to not only look amazing, but work great too. At Waypoint Arts, we design and develop each project from the ground up. built around your business. If you're looking for a web design that'll deliver that wow effect to your guests, then let us get started on your website today. Need a design for a poster or flyer? No problem. Visit us online at waypointarts.com or drop us a line at 855-WAY-ARTS. Waypoint Arts, web design around you.
Louder with Crowder.
My wife actually thinks I'm smart.
How the hell did you fool her? You knew it was going there.
About as badly as you fooled your wife into a joint checking account.
I don't have that.
You say that with such a defeated attitude.
It's like, well, yeah, okay.
Louder with Crowder, Fridays from 6 to 9 a.m. on Wham! Wham!
Summer is the best time to get your landscaping projects done. Call the Rock Shop on Gottfredson Road at 734-455-5560. The Rock Shop is ready to help you design and complete your garden and landscape dreams. With a large selection of garden sculptures, fountains, rock walls, and pavers, your dreams can become a reality that will improve your home's value. As always, the Rock Shop will teach you to install everything they sell for free. Call 734-455-5560. And don't forget to visit the Rock Count Room and check out a wide variety of unique gifts. See the website at www.rock-shop.com. The Rock Shop is conveniently located on Gottfredson Road at M14. Call 734-455-5560.
You're catching the drift. Gary Wellings and the Drift on Wham! Talk 1600. Call 734-822-1600 to join in the discussion.
And welcome back. Thank you for tuning in to Catch My Drift this beautiful Saturday afternoon. It's 734-822-1600 if you want to get in on the discussion. Our sponsor this half hour is Sentinel Exteriors. Roofing, siding, and gutter needs? Call Sentinel Exteriors, 855-518-9363. Or you go to the website, www.sentinel, that's S-E-N-T-I-N-E-L, exteriors.com. Now, Lance is a good guy. I've been talking with Lance a lot lately, and he wanted to remind me that, you know what, when we have these big storms rush through, and sometimes a straight line wind, sometimes they're tornadoes, sometimes it's hail damage, you know, we get these storm chasers that come into town from out of state. They come from some big companies. They're not always reputable. Though, if someone knocks on your door after a storm and says, hey, I can work with you, I can get your insurance squared away, don't believe it. Don't believe it. Deal with local companies, deal with your insurance company, and don't be in a rush to jump in. If somebody's asking for a deposit and making all kinds of promises, I can assure you that's a problem. So give Lance a call, 855-518-9363, or go to the website. It's www.sentinelexteriors.com. And don't take it for granted. You know, go with a reputable local company, because if you have a problem and you had some out-of-state company do it, it's going to be hard to get them to come back and fix whatever needs to be fixed later on. So don't do it. 855-518-9363. That's Sentinel Exteriors. Okay, so back to what we were talking about, the Iran deal, and we're going to move on now because Hillary Clinton, the scandal that just keeps on giving, two inspector generals are now calling for a criminal probe on Hillary Clinton, because they are finding. Remember when she said she had emails and they were all private and she gave all the ones that she was supposed to give and she never sent private or classified information on her private emails? Well, we all thought she was lying then, and now it looks like the inspector generals are finding the truth in that. So those of you who are still touting the benefits of Hillary Clinton, think twice. I mean, put it this way, as a Democrat, if you want a winner in this next time around, your winner is not Hillary Clinton. You guys better get off your duffs and start looking for somebody else. And I'm not talking about Bernie Sanders and Martin O'Malley, because they are not winners either. So you better dig deep into the bench, Democrats, and find yourself somebody other than the dishonest Hillary. I think we did an article not too many weeks back, about 53% of the American people believe she is not telling the truth. And that's pretty astounding because, you know, there's a lot of people who don't pay attention. But 53% of the people polled actually believe that Hillary Clinton is a liar. So think twice about that. Let's cover the GOP debates, which are coming up here first. And I'm a little mad because I think the GOP establishment is going to pull a fast one here. I don't think you're going to get a chance to see some of the best candidates whose numbers are a little low to start out with. And that might be Ted Cruz. That might be Bobby Jindal. If they're not in the debates, we've got a problem. I want to see those guys in the debates because I know they're good. They've got good conservative values. They've got good track records. And if we don't get a chance to see the debate and we get stuck looking at nothing but Jeb Bush and Marco Rubio, I'm going to be mad as heck. That's just crazy. You got track two ready, Derek? Let's run with this real quick.
Somewhere in a parallel universe, top-ranking Republican presidential candidates Jeb Bush, Scott Walker, and Marco Rubio are gearing up for an inaugural primary debate where they will make their pitches to voters, contest one another's policy proposals, and calmly try to skirt attacks from Tea Party insurgents and nothing-to-lose outsiders. Unfortunately for them, this is not that universe. This is Donald Trump's universe. So instead, on August 6th in Cleveland, the GOP hopefuls will appear stage right and stage left, flanking a real estate mogul and reality television star who is all but certain to steal the spotlight, go on the offensive, and thwart their hopes for a peaceful debate.
All right, well, there you go. So Donald Trump has made his mark. He's earned his right to be. He's double digits above Jeb Bush and Marco Rubio. If somehow the GOP establishment does not allow Donald Trump in the debates, and you can say what you want, whether you like him or not. I want to hear it. I want to see it. Because the message he carries is loud and clear. And it's the message that needs to be given to Jeb Bush, Marco Rubio, Scott Walker, and the rest of them. Now, Ted Cruz already got it. He's probably on the same page with much of what Trump's already saying. He's just not being as brash and outspoken about it. And maybe that's what we need. And I think that's what's hitting Americans right now. Because, you know, I've never been a big fan of Donald Trump. I think he's a loudmouth. But the fact that he's stepping up and saying things and he's pushing back on the media, he's not backing down. And I think that's what each and every one of us as conservatives have been looking for so long. I want a Ted Cruz. I want a Paul Ryan. I want a John Boehner to stand up for what they actually say they believe in and push back when the media gives them a little grief. The hell with the media. Push back. These are the values I stand for. If the government shuts down because of it, then we shut down. And we get out in front of the media, and if we have to go to social media, if we have to scream it from the rooftops instead of going to Channel 2, 4, and 7 to get the message out there, we do it. I want to see my own congressman on Fox News telling me what's happening and who's lying and who's cutting the side deals. That is a congressman's job. If John Boehner says to you, "You're not going to be on a subcommittee," the hell with the subcommittee. I'm here to do a job, and that's to protect the people of America, my constituents. Subcommittees aren't important. Your job is to do what's best for us. We voted you in. We elected you. We hired you for that. Not to sit on a subcommittee that John Boehner wants you to sit on because you agree with him. If you're a congressman, Dave Trott, Tim Walberg, guys, all I can ask you is stand up. Stand up and be forceful. Be forthright. Say those things, even when they're uncomfortable. Because I'll vote for you even regardless if you're uncomfortable. And if you make a little mistake, I'm not going to yell at you for it. I want you to stand up the way I stand up every Saturday on this radio show. The way everyone at this station stands up. We're not in this for money. We do it because we care about our country, and we expect our elected officials to do the same thing. It's not that difficult. Try standing up for once. The hell with the subcommittees and the power mongers in Washington. If there's anything that needs to be done, maybe it's time to ban K Street. Ban lobbyists and get them out of there because the special interests is what's killing us. Don't let the GOP establishment change your mind. You need to call your congressman. You need to call the GOP when they ask you for money. I got to tell you, this week I got my GOP survey in. Whoever opens the survey that I sent back is not going to be very happy. A, I didn't put a check in there for them, so you're getting absolutely nothing. And I gave them every bit of grief that I could fill on that thing. I didn't just check boxes. I left all kinds of nasty but true comments for the Republican Party. And if you get one of those surveys, don't just throw it away. Put your feelings into it and send it to them. And you can do the same thing by faxing, emailing, and calling the GOP and telling them, you know what, I'm not going to give you money. I'm going to give my money direct to the candidate that best lives by my standards. That's how we take back the GOP. Enough with the establishment and all the nonsense and the playing games, and we go along to get along. That stuff has to end. If it doesn't, this country will end. That's what we're facing here. A country that will fall apart. You want to see what happened to the Soviet Union breaking up into parts? That will happen here. It will. And that's not a good thing. That would be a terrible thing because this country has saved the world any number of times. So do your part. Campaign for the candidate that you believe in. And I'm not asking you to vote for any particular one. Campaign before the primaries. Campaign before the general election. Make your phone calls. And if you give money to the one you really believe in, the one that's going to stand up. I know in the general election, we may get somebody that we don't really want, don't really believe in. And you're going to have to make that choice. We've talked about it before. At that time. But you should always vote for the most electable conservative candidate you get in the general primary, in a general election. In the primary, do your part and vote your conscience. All right, until next week, I'll get off my soapbox. See you then.